What's been happening is that since the case of EM and others was promulgated in early April this year, the UK government decided to resume removals to Zimbabwe. That case was eventually quashed by Court of Appeal, but despite that case being quashed, the UK government continued to institute removals and deportations to Zimbabwe. So essentially, the case of EM, when it was promulgated, gave them the impetus to remove people, because before then, there had been a series of cases that had gone through the court, which had served as a bar for removal because of what had been concluded in those cases.
So what sort of people are being sent back?
There are primarily two groups, really. The first one is failed asylum seekers who have had their cases dismissed on the basis of a lack of credibility, and who have then been reporting to the Home Office from the last period that they received a decision up to now. The second group of people would be people who are classed as deportees, and these would be people who have committed crimes, who have been sentenced, for instance, a period anything from 12 months to above, who have then served their sentences and hadn't been removed or deported to Zimbabwe because of the long-standing reprieve on removal to Zimbabwe because of the situation that was obtaining in Zimbabwe at that time.
And so how many people have been removed or deported so far?
Well, it is difficult to get a specific figure because the Home Office does this in a very secretive manner because they don't want to cause alarm. Obviously, through causing alarm, people would be discouraged from reporting, which is where a large number of people are being, removed from. But through our organizations that we work with, we do know that in the last few weeks and a couple of months, there has been a dramatic increase in the number of people that have been removed. We've had clients as well who have been removed and taken in whilst they are reporting.
The rights group Zim Vigil claims that some of the people are being drugged to ensure that they do not fight the deportations. Is this true?
What I would say to you, Violet, is that we haven't received specific evidence. However, what I do know and what I have seen is damning reports from UKBA inspectors who have gone to detention centres and who have recorded appalling treatment to detainees. 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was an incident in which a Ghanaian national actually died whilst in detention. The cause of death was believed to be horrendous treatment or ill treatment from the UKBA. And there are reports that are in the public domain which give cause for concern for the UKBA's treatment of detainees and treatment of other migrants as well.
So what advice do you give to people who are facing such problems?
Well, I mean, essentially, Violet, what we cannot do is to advise people that they cannot report. They have to report in line with their reporting conditions. What we would advise is that a lot of people should not leave it until the last minute to mount legal challenges